The American temperance movement began nearly a century before the Volstead Act created prohibition in 1920. The cause to curtail the production, transportation, and sale of liquor gained steam in the post-Civil War years when millions of Europeans migrated to America. The language of teetotaling on some tongues was a thinly veiled criticism of those lusty, hard-drinking Irish and Germans. In some rural Minnesota communities, the proponents of abstinence were the immigrants themselves.
Alcohol was always a problem, yes. Especially if you go in any of the Scandinavian countries up north.
Harvey Barberg and Audrey Tack are descendants of those early immigrants and live in Cokato, which has managed to preserve its temperance hall, one of hundreds that used to dot the rural Minnesota landscape, on what is now called Temperance Corner.
There is big discussion as to whether this was actually a genetic issue, or is just the fact that if you realize in midsummers, the sun never sets up north, and it's absolutely gorgeous up there. If you ever get a chance, go up in the summertime. But on the opposite of that, in the wintertime, they're just now pulling out of the dark season,
yeah.
In which it got a little lighter, but the sun actually never came up in the sky, which was very depressing because it's very cold, very snowy, small houses, not a lot of food, and so alcohol was consumed a lot.
The Scandinavians brought the temperance movement to Minnesota with them.
This is kind of where the Lestadians, Lestadius was a...
He was an ordained minister in the Swedish Lutheran Church, the state church.
In Lapland or the Sami people, alcohol was a big problem.
Yep.
And so he came and started evangelizing, if you will, to get people away from that because it was just totally tearing families apart.
By some estimates, in the middle part of the 19th century, the average American over 15 consumed 7 gallons of alcohol a year. That's more than 3 times as much as we consume today. Alcoholism could reduce families to poverty, into joblessness and homelessness. In an age when most women didn't work outside the home and depended entirely on a reliable and sober breadwinner.
'Cause I've got a bad reputation.
Cokato built its temperance hall in 1896. Harvey Barberg.
This was Temperance Corner because temperance meant that you couldn't consume alcohol. And so to be a member of the hall, you had to actually sign a pledge saying that you would not consume alcohol. Back in the late 1800s here, they were starting to see the same thing where young people, you know, all of a sudden the kids never had it so tough as we've had it, you know, and they didn't have anything to do, and they were concerned about alcohol and alcoholism. So they created the social hall. Temperance Hall is a social hall. They did all kinds of things there, social things, but not drinking. And so they would have stage plays, they'd have concerts, they started a gymnastics and boxing group there. Downstairs we still have the ring in the ceiling where they had they would suspend the ropes and they would do the gymnastics, the iron crosses and all this type of thing and tumbling. And upstairs in the hall, they actually had boxing matches up there. And people would, you know, they'd break the vows, and then in order to get back in again, they'd have to sign a new pledge that they weren't going to drink. No, they were young people. I mean, they were, yeah. everything young people do, meet your friends, you know, meet future spouses, all this type of thing, everything else, but they just did not want to have alcohol.
This is Britt Ahmet for KFAI.
By the old distillery.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and listeners like you.
So